Welcome to Education 3.0, the new podcast from Kennesaw State University's iTeach Center, where we delve into educational topics like personalized learning, instructional coaching, and the maker movement, and where we get a chance to meet the incredible teachers, administrators, coaches, and students that are out there doing the work every day. And welcome to the podcast. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us again. We've got a very special edition this morning of our iTeach project feature here on the podcast. And I've got a very special guest with me today, KSU Instructional Technology Specialist Nisa Peek is here with me this morning. And she's here to talk about a project that she manages for us with Paulding County School District called Tech Ed. So let me start by saying good morning, Nisa. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for hosting me. It is a privilege to be here this morning in your really cool recording studio. Love the acoustic tiles.
Come on. That's hashtag the Park Bench. We are live here at the Park Bench in the beautiful Bagwell College of Education on the lovely campus at Kennesaw State University. And I don't want to go terribly deep into your background, Nisa, because what I know and what you know and all the listeners will know is that next week we actually feature you as a coach, and we'll really get to know a little bit more about your background there. But let me just say that you are the second longest serving member of the iTeach team here. And I know when we talked to Chris back, I think it was episode 8, we know Chris is the longest serving. Nisa is number 2. And by how long does Chris have you beat by?
Oh, man. We have an ongoing story with that one. I think it was maybe 2 weeks. You got me by 2 weeks back in 2011 coming through. I think I passed you in your office as you were getting ready to do some training in good old Dalton, Georgia. You were getting ready to take off as we passed crawls.
There we go. So, you know, we're so fortunate to have Nisa, and she's a great team member, and she is really doing some incredible work out there. So today we're going to focus on tech eds and how, you know, the who, the what, the why, the when, the how of tech eds. So, you know, if we've got some teachers or some district level administrators listening, and you're curious about how to build capacity really from the ground up. And maybe you don't have a ton of resources, you don't have a ton of financial backing. You want to give your ear to this episode, because Nisa has some really good insights and a lot of really valuable experience on how to do just that. So let's start with Nisa. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on your involvement with Paulding County School District and really how the Tech Eds project came about?
Thank you, Andy. I actually remember my daughter starting kindergarten over at McGarity Elementary in Paulding County Schools. And as she was starting kindergarten, I was excited as a parent thinking, oh, I want to do the PTA thing. But I also would love to be able to implement technology and integrate technology with her teachers as she moved through through the grades. So I quickly got in and helped the teachers and was able to bring in some technology pieces to their lessons. And I'll never forget, as the launch of the BYOT, as many districts felt that crunch, that money crunch,
right,
several years back, when we just didn't have the finances and the resources to have devices for every student. And so many districts were looking at the BYOT initiative. And quickly, McGarity decided that they were going to take some of their Boosterthon money and spend it on iPads or tablets. And I remember sitting with you, Andy, in the cafeteria that one day with Jim McMission. He was there as well.
Yes. Old high school buddy of mine.
Yes. Jim was instrumental. He was working with the Paulding Education Foundation. And we were just kind of having that table talk, if you will, back probably five years ago.
Yeah, I remember that morning.
About how to use, how are we going to deploy the iPads? What are we going to do with them? What's our plan for getting them into teachers' hands, helping students to be able to get the apps that they need? What did it look like? What was the big picture? And that was us as kind of volunteers, parents, community. At the time, Andy lived in Paulding County. So we were both community stakeholders, really.
Absolutely.
And I was a parent. So we were there wanting to help any way that we could really engage the students and help students learn through BYOT.
Right. And I don't know that this may be one of the most important pieces about this talk today and about this project, Nisa, for people listening. My opinion is that this project really started out of a parent's concern and a parent wanting, to help her child, to help her school, to help her school district. A little bit of background on Paulding County for our listeners here who may not know. Paulding is the 13th largest district in the state of Georgia, but in the bottom third in revenue. So they don't have a giant tax base to pull from, and there's not a ton of money. And so they didn't have the resources to throw. I remember talking with some upper-level admin people about the decisions that they were having to make. Either we could invest in network infrastructure or invest in devices for students. And that's a tough, a lot of districts, I think, don't have to make that choice. But this was one we had to deal with here. And so,
And Paulding has really been a shining star because they have chosen to do the BYOT approach, which has been hugely successful. And they really have sought to use their manpower and money in other ways for the infrastructure and to help it grow. And we've seen a lot of progress. So those districts out there that feel like you just don't have the income, we literally have done tech eds on a shoestring budget. And it has been so successful. And we have gotten a huge amount of momentum in just 4 short years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really is, you hear the term grassroots and you hear bottom up. It really is a grassroots bottom up program that's lighting the fire via the students and the teachers and working its way up through the system. So it's really fantastic. So thanks a lot. So, hey, schools, if you're out there and you're listening, tap those parents. You've got parents in the building. You got parents in the community. Maybe you don't have the money to buy some big PD company to come in and do PD, but maybe you've got a parent who's got an expertise who wants to come and share that with one teacher.
Absolutely.
And that one teacher then grows to maybe 2 or 3 teachers, and 2 or 3 teachers grows to 7 or 8 teachers. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a movement.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So fantastic. So tell us then, you told us a little about your involvement there. What is Tech Eds, Nisa?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. So Tech Eds is a model technology classroom project initiative. Say that 5 times fast. And we have a Weebly page for those of you in the audience that want to take a look. You can Google Tech Eds, and that's TECHEDS. And the Paulding County outer face will come up with the Weebly site. But this professional development model is unlike many others. It is a 3-pronged approach that has actually achieved a district award for the District of Distinction. We won an award the first year out of the gate for an innovative professional development design. And we do 6 days of face-to-face coaching, Andy, where the teachers come to us and they get trained on pedagogy pieces and how to bring in the technology to help the student personalize their learning and differentiate their learning and make it most successful and deliver content that is highly engaging to our students. And we do that by the 6 days face-to-face. The district has also purchased Canvas, which is an online learning management system. And so all of the content from each of the days is put on the Canvas site. And so teachers have the ability to have that PLC that you hear us talk about so much, the professional learning community. They are able to talk to one another through discussions. They're able to archive what they have done and then be able to go back and see little pieces of what we've done each day, because it's so easy to feel like, oh my goodness, we've got all these great resources. Where do I start? Where do I begin? What if I forget? No worries. It's all archived on the LMS. And then the 3rd prong is that shoulder to shoulder coaching. And research shows that when we go out and we have that job embedded coaching with another teacher, that's when it comes alive. And that is when a teacher can say, hey, this is where I live. This is the content I'm teaching. How can we best partner it with technology to deliver it to the students. And I think that's the piece that is the aha moment, because they're actually seeing it in action, not just in a classroom setting.
Right. And again, you said it, and I'll reiterate it. That shoulder to shoulder, getting into the classrooms, you know, spending time co-planning with teachers, and then getting in there and supporting them, whether they need you to model it, or, you know, sometimes I go in and support those teachers, and they just like a smiling face in the back, giving them a nice nod, you know, encouraging them and leading them on. Some of them want you to get up there and do it and show them what it looks like.
Yes, and that is the beauty of Tech Eds, because when we go out and coach, we say, hey, we are here to either co-teach with you, to model it for you, or just stand next to you and kind of cheer you on. And I do see myself, and I'm blessed to have several others on our team that help us coach, and Andy's one of them, and he's great. That they come out and they're just cheerleaders. And that, I think, is a huge piece, is that our teachers need to know that they're supported, that they're encouraged, and even taking the baby steps of doing small bite-sized pieces of technology integration in their classroom is okay. That gets the fire going in the teacher and the students. And really, they achieve confidence with that, and they want to try something else the next time.
Absolutely, yeah. I remember I was in South Carolina at a district meeting with an audience full of parents, and mm-hmm. this district was getting ready to launch one-to-one district wide, mm-hmm. this giant initiative. And I was there with some younger guys that were speaking and that were helping with this project, and literally this guy was fresh out of, he was still in college, I think, still a college student. So parent asked a question about what does it look like? You know, what does the first day of school look like? And he had this gigantic grand vision of a paradigm shift, right? Happening overnight.
Wow.
And I could see on the eyes of, you know, all of the parents out there, like this, they were overwhelmed. And they were like, what's happening here? So I, you know, when he was done sharing his vision of the, you know, future of education, I grabbed the mic and I said, wow, that was some vision. I said, but let me tell you the reality. I said, the reality is baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely.
It's not going to look anything different on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try one thing and we're going to learn from it, you know, and then, you know, we'll try two things. Learn from that. But, you know, the reality is these things don't happen overnight. And they take baby steps. Mm-hmm. And when you've got some teachers, and, you know, I think one of the nice things about the Tech Eds project is these are teachers who are volunteering. These are teachers that want to take their teaching and learning to the next level. And, you know, they're not being forced to do anything that they don't want to do. Yeah. Sometimes we ask them to step outside of their comfort box. But, you know, these are teachers who are wanting to do better by their students and by their own standards.
Yes. The beauty of this project, and Andy hit on it, is that these teachers are not getting any extra money to be at this training. They receive a sub for the day of their training. These teachers are there because they want to improve their teaching. They want to take their teaching to the next level. And that is huge. And I just give them tons of accolades because of that growth mindset that they have to be in that classroom. And you know what's kind of interesting, Andy, is at first, our first launch back in 2013 when we started, I think we got teachers maybe that were really comfortable with technology. And then as the time moved on and the years moved on, we really, Jenna, who I work with, and she's phenomenal. She's the instructional technology coordinator of the district. And hands down, she is the best to work with. And she and I really tag team many of the ideas with Tech Eds and launching of new initiatives. So I'm super, super blessed to have her working with me on the project. But many of the teachers will come in and say, you know, I feel like I'm really good with technology. But then they'll learn so many new ways to bring it in and new ways to use the pedagogy with it. And then as years moved on, we have asked, hey, you don't have to be awesome with technology, but if you have great classroom management skills, you have great use of your pedagogy. We're just taking that TPAC model, the technology, the pedagogy, and the content, and our teachers are the expert in the content, and the pedagogy is things that they do to deliver that content, that think, pair, share, the debate, the whole group instruction. And then we are partnering that technology piece, the technology piece that helps to deliver it to the student in a way that the student can understand it and be engaged with it.
Right, right. Yeah. If you're not a good teacher, technology will not save you.
Exactly. Exactly. So those coming in now may not be as comfortable with technology. And we are so fine with that because that piece can be changed and can be honed.
Right.
But we want them to be very knowledgeable in the pedagogy piece and in those classroom management skills.
Absolutely, absolutely. We say it all the time here. Good teaching is good teaching.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. So, and that first and foremost, that's the most important thing is we've still got to be good teachers. Technology is not going to replace us.
Yes.
It
yes.
only makes, I think, the need for us to be better.
Exactly. Know? Yes.
Fantastic. Right. So tell us a little bit about, you shared what you, I'm just looking at some of the things I wrote down here. Districts of distinction, and you've got all kinds of accolades, and you guys have been recognized for your work. What are some of the outcomes that we're looking for here? What, you know, if I went into a classroom before my teacher was in tech eds, and then I went in at the end of the year, at the end of 2 years, what would I expect to see from a tech eds teacher?
That's a great question, Andy. So our goal is, first of all, I want to say that we just don't use technology for technology's sake. We are bringing in technology to partner with that content and that pedagogy to help differentiate instruction for a student. So when you walk into a classroom, you may see a teacher that has centers going on where some students are using iPads or tablets and maybe differentiated in playing the activity or doing the activity they're doing. You may see another small group that is creating together in a group, like a movie or slideshow, or doing something with iMovie creating. And then you may see a teacher just working individually with a reading group. So we want to kind of dispel the myth of every student needing to have a device or the whole class doing technology at once, because
right.
not every day is a technology day. But you'll see the teachers bringing in the elements, just like a skillful construction worker, a skillful educator will bring in the tools that he or she knows that is necessary to help better deliver that content. So you'll see a more array. And I will say this, many of our teachers are starting to flip their classrooms. And you'll see a lot of the content, the hard content being presented in the classroom, and some of that introductory content being presented in the flipped classroom model online. And some of our high school teachers, particularly our math, our upper level math, analytical geometry, so to speak, having a 95% pass rate. Now that teachers have taken their knowledge from tech eds and have flipped and used some of the methods that we have given, tools that we've given them to help students be able to learn at home and do some more of the heavy hitting in the classroom.
Right. I think that's a key, that's really a key component to blended and personalizing as we move forward with kids, is there's got to be a digital home. There's got to be a hub. There's got to be somewhere for this, for content that is, that's either sourced out or teacher created or, designer created, where it's housed and students can move freely through it, you know, at their own pace and repeat if necessary, bookmark if necessary.
Absolutely. And the Canvas has been our landing page. That has really been the portal that our tech eds are using to embed the Padlets, to embed a lot of technology content that can be done offline, at home, in the classroom, small group, or individually.
Right. Fantastic. What a good tool. All right, so tell us a little bit, Nisa. I know that, we started Tech Eds in
2013. Yeah,
so
we're on our fourth year.
4 years old now. So what's changed about the project for you? I know we just started out with a couple of teachers.
We did.
And how has it grown? What has it become?
So our first year, we taught middle school and elementary and high school teachers in our first cohort, and we had 33 in our charter cohort, which was awesome and amazing. But then the second year, we decided to kind of split it up and have an elementary cohort and a middle school, high school. Then after our second year, our teachers were clamoring and just said, hey, we want more. How can we come back? How can we learn more? So then Jen and I kind of put our heads together and we developed Tech Eds 2.0. And we called them the TLC, the Technology Leadership Council. And we met four times quarterly and did some out-of-the-box things and met at the DOE and did the Classroom of Innovation there. We did some maker movement stuff, but each day was themed around something kind of out-of-the-box that they hadn't been exposed to in Tech Eds and was kind of really bringing in some new ways, some innovative ways with teaching. And then after last year, Jen and I decided, hey, let's do something even bigger, even more different and bringing in more content teachers. So this year we have the TLCC, which is the Technology Leadership Council with the Canvas Champions. And this year we have about 100 teachers and we'll actually be bringing them onto campus here in a few weeks and be doing some breakout sessions and visiting the UDL lab as well. Wow. So it's pretty exciting to see how it's grown. And our model with the Tech Eds is really teachers re-deliver their training.
Sure.
So our concept is if you go back and teach two or three others on your hall, then you're kind of transferring the torch and yes. It's getting passed on and on. So if you look at the numbers over the years, we probably have, well, we have right around 100 Tech Eds that have come through the chute, not counting this year. And then if they go back and share, and then share with others. We've got a model of, I think we have seen 7,000 students touched and over 400 teachers impacted through the grassroots of one bunch of Tech Eds, one cohort of size of a 33 back in 2013 when we started.
On a shoestring budget.
On a shoestring budget.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's really encouraging to hear. It's motivational, I think, to hear. It's uplifting, I think, to hear a lot of the good work that's happening out there. That you are certainly having hands in. What if you had your wish, and we talked a little bit about this off air before we started, so I'm kind of changing it up a little bit. So what if you had your wish, all right, and you knew that that this contract was going to be around forever, what would, you know, 2.0 is TLC, and I'm going to say TLCC is like 2.1. What would 3.0 be for Tech Eds? What do you think is the next thing? What needs to happen next? Or if we've got, let's say, I got a district in Alabama listening, and they've got a few teachers that are really good integrating technology, and they're doing some cool things with blended and personalizing in their classrooms, and they want to take it to the next level. What is the next level for Tech Eds?
Mm-hmm. I would love to have more coaches like you and I out there where we could have the class and then be rotating to schools and have a certain number of schools that we rotate through and we could actually pop in and go over some of the tools that we had covered and see everybody before the next session and really be available to them on a day-to-day basis. I think that would just be ideal. Have several of us.
More coaches.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is the next piece. Fantastic. Well, anything, Nisa, that you want to say? You want to give any shout outs? You've already mentioned Jenna. She is a huge supporter.
Yes. Yes.
And a giant cog in this machine.
Yes. And I would absolutely, hands down, would have to give a huge, huge shout out to Dr. Bonnie Cochran. She is the assistant superintendent of instruction. I believe that's her title. But she has been our backbone. She's our number one fan down at the district office, and she's just phenomenal and has been there each time Jen and I have a crazy idea.
Yeah.
She listens and nods and gives a good smile and is a super encourager and is a fantastic supporter of KSU and Tech Eds. So just a big thank you to her.
Fantastic. So let's tell everybody, let's tell our listeners, Nisa, how they can get in touch with you or how they can follow the tech eds and keep up with what's happening out here. So if you got a Twitter handle, I know you got a Twitter handle. I know the tech eds have a Twitter handle. So let's share that out with everybody so they can they reach out to you if maybe they're in a similar situation and they need some ideas or some inspiration. How can they get in touch with you?
Yes. So my Twitter handle is at Nisa Peek, N-I-S-A-P-E-K, just like Lisa, but with an N. And we also have the public site out there that's on a Weebly page, and it is Tech Eds Weebly, and you could just do a Google search for that too. Or you could follow the Tech Eds tweets at PCSD for Paulding County School District, Tech Eds, T-E-C-H-E-D-S. So we'd love to have you follow us.
Fantastic. Yeah. And by all means, if you have any questions or ideas or you need some inspiration or some encouragement, feel free to reach out, not just to Nisa or the Tech Eds, to anybody here on the iTeach team. You know, we love helping teachers. We love helping schools. We love helping kids. That's what we do. So fantastic. Well, Nisa, excuse me, let me cough here real quick. Let me thank you for joining me this morning. I know it wasn't a horrible ride because you're here anyway today. So you're literally my next door neighbor on the hallway here. So, Nisa, thank you for coming out this morning. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your expertise. I know all the listeners appreciate everything that you both have in your head and that you're willing to share your strategies and your struggles and your successes out there with this project. I know it's a model that other schools can certainly follow. So thank you so very much for coming out and sharing all that with us. And hey, we're going to get to know you even better next week. Spoiler
Yay,
alert.
I get to come back.
Spoiler
I love
alert.
It.
Nisa is the featured coach next week. So we will part our listeners with that. And
thank you so much, Andy, for having me. It's been a treat, and I feel like somewhat of a star here with my mic and the net and all this cool podcast stuff. So a shout out to Andy because he's done an awesome job with the podcasting and the sound with it and done a ton of work with getting it up to just sounding phenomenal. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Nisa. I appreciate all that. We are trying. So it has been a learning process, still is an ongoing learning process. But hopefully we're getting better. So that's it. Yeah. Thanks again, Nisa. I really appreciate it. Thank you to all the listeners out there. And until the next episode, cheers.
Education 3.0 is produced by the instructional coaches from iTeach at Kennesaw State University. You can reach out to them for more information, questions, or comments at their website, www.ksuiteach.org, or on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.